There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 12th edition. Got a 7-game slate on tap, and it is not a pretty slate at all. Hope everybody's Wednesday slate went well. It was a roller coaster ride. If you did not have the Rockies or the Indians, probably didn't happen. But we move on to Thursday. We have some, 7-game slate. There's a 3-game, 3 or 4-game early. Totals for your 7-game late slate, you got Brew Crew at Pirates at 8.5, Yankees Indians at 7, Blue Jays Red Sox 9, Nationals Mets 7, Rays Twins 8, waiting on the Mariners and the Angels because Skaggs is coming off the DL, Dodgers Padres 7.5, so as you can tell, 1.8.5, 1.9, and then some nice pitching totals as we have a lot of aces on the hill tonight. So let's dig in right now and get at it. Your top price pitcher is Mad Max Scherzer, $13,300 at the New York Mets. Mad Max has, for Mad Max standard, struggled the last few starts, 12-4, 20.1, 17-6. You know, prior to that, he was his normal 26-plus points with upsides into the 40s. He's facing a right-handed dominant lineup in New York, and Mad Max just slays the right-handed side of the plate. About a 38 or 39% K rate versus righties. Might go up to 40 now. Swinging strike rate's outstanding. Batting average around 200 or below against him. He's just been absolutely filthy this year against righties, and I don't see that changing anytime soon against that Mets lineup. You have to worry about Nemo and Conforto. That's about it. So if you're going all the way to the top, Mad Max is in play. But my top guy up here is Blake Snell at $11,700, the snub of snubs for the All-Star games. And yes, he will get in. I understand that. Facing a Minnesota Twins team that has struggled immensely against left-handed pitching, striking out 24% of the time, with a WOBA of 298 and an ISO of 128, both way below average against left-handed pitching. Lefties hit Snell at 257, righties 306. This is a great spot for Snell. The one thing I'll mention is the only weather concern we have rain-wise today is in Minnesota between the Rays and the Twins, and it looks pretty good right now, but it's a thunderstorm deal, so those can scatter. So keep an eye on that. Hopefully we get it in because he's in a great spot. He's faced the Twins once this year. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 26.8 DraftKings points. His last few games, 33-1, 35-5, 36-8, 23-8. He had a couple low teens, and then 36-3, 28-4, 30-26. He's been outstanding. So at 11-7, I love me some Blake Snell tonight. Hopefully that game gets in. If you don't go to Blake Snell, your best pitcher on the slate, price per dollar-wise. We love Kenta Maeda last night. We're going to love some Ross Stripling tonight at $9,100 at the San Diego Padres. He's faced them, he said, 2 starts against them this year. He's averaging 18.4 points per game against the Padres, coming off a 27.1 point performance at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. We talk about it over and over and over again, how bad the Padres are versus right-handed pitching. K rate of 26%. Stripling's a -170 road favorite. All his peripheral strikeout rate, ground ball rate, hard contact rate all look phenomenal. The Padres have a 3.2 team total, second lowest on the slate. The only thing lower is the Mets versus Mad Max Scherzer. Lefties are hitting 236, righties 252 off Stripling, and the Padres have a way below average 287 WOBA and 122 ISO against right-handed pitching, but very, very, very bad stuff when it comes to those spectrums, as we talk about time and time again. So Ross Stripling at $9,100 is the way to go on the slate if you're not going up to Snell or Scherzer. Sure, I skipped over Paxton. He's in a good spot versus the Angels, but I'm not going to pick there. I'd rather go down to Snell or go up to Scherzer at that point. And then you got Severino and Kluber facing off. And yes, Kluber's been in a funk of late. There's a lot of K's in the Yankees lineup. Severino's a monster. You do whatever you want there. Those are GPP type plays, but I'm going to take my punches at Scherzer, Snell, and then Stripling for sure up top in those areas. Next up, I'm going David Price, $7,100 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. He's faced them twice this year, 10 and two thirds, four earned, 10 strikeouts. He's averaging 17 DraftKings points per start. He's averaging almost 17 points per start at home this season. When you look at Mr. Price, he's, you know, had the hiccups. He's had the Fortnite accident. He's coming off a 14.5 point performance. He's been a little rocky his last four or five starts. Maybe that has a lot to do with the price drop at 7,100. Toronto strikes out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. It is a good spot here. The Jays have a 3.9 total. It's like fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 3.18, righties 3.40. There are some right-handed bats in Toronto you could worry about, but not a ton. You know, Randall Grichuk, you got switch hitting Smoke and Morales, PR, maybe some Russell Martin. Teoscar Hernandez is one, but they're not like world beaters. Price can mix it up. He could get shelled, this could be extreme value at $7,100. The Blue Jays have a slightly around average, below average, WOBA of 306 versus lefties and an above average ISO. So when they hit him with a lot of power, but overall they don't hit him well, period. Below David Price, now it gets interesting. You got guys like Kyle Gibson versus Tampa Bay if you want to try for the K upside, but Tampa's not striking out tonight quite as much as they used to. When you look at 23% K rate, which is still really, really good to target. We're used to raise teams in the past being 26, 27% K teams. So 23% still very much a target you can make, but not one I'm running to play. If you want to be contrarian, I do like Steven Matz tonight at $5,900. Looking at this price tag, you know, he's faced the Nationals twice this year. He's averaging 18.4 points per game against the Nationals, 14 Ks and 9 innings pitched. This Nationals offense is in a massive funk. Steven Matz's last three starts, 17, 25, 19, 6. So he's been very, very good. You're getting him at $5,900 at a discount because A, he's facing Max Scherzer. B, people still love the Nationals. They strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got a 52% ground ball rate. Yes, we've seen him make messes, but the Nats only have a 4.25 total, which is, you know, rather low for all things considered. Lefties hit 274, righties 323. And when you look at the Nats, they have a 305 WOBA, which is, you know, below average, not really, really below average, but below average. And then you have a 143 ISO, which is not very good at all. Not good at all when you're looking at baseball terms. So the Nats do struggle against lefties, so Matz could be a very contrarian play at 5,900 on this slate. The other guy I do like down here is Jameson Taillon at $5,700 at home. He's coming off an 18-point performance his last time out. He's been much better at home this year, DraftKings-wise, at 17.2 points per game. He's only averaging 10.5 against the Brew Crew this year. But his last time out against the Brew Crew, 5 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned, 7 Ks for 14.5 points. He's been getting the strikeouts, 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts, and that's led to 14.5 points or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's kind of that hit-and-miss type guy. When his control's there, he can be really, really good. Milwaukee strikes out over 25% of the time, so at a price tag like this, if he gives up a few, but he gets the strikeouts, he could be just fine at this price point. We've seen him priced much higher. We've been on him, and he's done very, very well. He strikes out 22% of the guys he faces with 50% ground ball rate. So Taillon is definitely a play. The Brew Crew have a total of 4. It's like 6 lowest on the slate. Lefties hit 315. Righties only 270. So you can definitely target this. We know the Brew Crew do have power versus lefties. They can get into them. I mean, first righties, they can get into them and whatnot. But still a lot of strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss in that lineup. Something you can definitely target on this slate. So I'm not really going to rank him out as much as, you know, you got Scherzer up top, who's in a phenomenal spot against the Mets. He should, on paper, carve them up, but we know how that works. You saw Lance McCullers last night. But Blake Snell at 11.7, absolutely love. Watch the weather in that one. Your best point per dollar pitcher on the slate for me tonight is Ross Stripling at $9,100. You run to play that. He's got 8-plus K upside in this matchup. Really, really good stuff there. Then when you dip down to some valuer plays, you know, you got David Price. It's a risky matchup, but there's some definite upside of getting to 20-plus in that spot. Steven Matz, great GPP type play against the Nationals as people will be on Scherzer, not on Matz. And then Jameson Taillon is underpriced against Milwaukee at 57. So those are the guys I'll be targeting tonight on the bump as we go through this 7-game slate. Before we get to the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store, great way to play fantasy sports. You can play snake-style drafts done in under 5 minutes. Tons and tons of fun. John Deere Classic teed off today, but you got the British Open, or some say the Open Championship, next week. So go check that out. Good stuff there. They have baseball every day, all different tournaments, all different sizes, prices, the works. And then they also have NFL best balls going right now, which is a ton of fun. You draft, you're done. It is what it is. Use promo code SDSports when you check out, and you get free entry in a free $3 tournament when you make your first deposit. But hey, you never know. Enter it every time and see what happens. They might just let you keep having it. You never know. But go to Draft in your app store, draft.com, promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament. You can use it for any sport. You can use it for the best balls, whatever you prefer. Let's get to the bats on this slate. Your catcher's position, Yasmani Grandal versus Tyson Ross at $4,200. You got Tyson Ross, who's been up and down all year long. Dodgers have a 4-3 total. Lefties hit Ross at 365. Righties only 308. So Grandal at 42 is in play. And I love me some Wilson Ramos tonight at 42 as well. I think I like Grandal a little better. But Wilson Ramos, weather permitting, is intriguing. It's lefties hit 333. Righties 317 off Gibson. So you can maybe get to him there. It's not as good as we liked him his last few games where he went deep. But he's still in a good spot because catching on tonight's slate really, really sucks. But maybe your best pet catcher tonight at $4,000 is Francisco Cervelli. Wade Miley is making his return to the bigs. The Pirates have a nice, healthy 4.5 total. And on this slate, that's like third highest on this slate. Lefties 394, righties 329 versus Wade Miley. Cervelli does love to hit his lefties, and he's in the middle of an order in Pittsburgh. So 4,000 for him, or Elias Diaz if he's catching 3,600. Like those Pittsburgh catchers right there. You can look like a Sandy Leon at 3,500 versus J.A. Happ if you need to go there. Maldonado versus Paxton is tough, but if you really want to, you can. And then maybe Weeders if he's switch hitting versus Matz at 3,200. And then, or maybe Keboom at 2,900 versus Matz. The catcher's position is really top heavy tonight, so you might have to pay up at this one. First base, you got guys like Max Muncy at 49 versus Ross in a really good spot there. Justin Smoke switch hitting versus Price at 47 you can go to. Eric Thames stays really, really hot. He's 47 versus Taillon. Aguilar's 48 versus Taillon. You want to target lefties more than righties most of the time versus Taillon. As lefties hit 315, righties 270. So I go Thames over Aguilar tonight, but Aguilar's hitting everything, so do as you please. You could go to some Steve Pierce at 4,500. He's first base outfield eligible versus J.A. Happ. Or you could do the Mark Reynolds, I crush lefties game plan versus Steven Matz at 44. Both in play for you there. As you scroll down a little farther, you know, you got the likes of Kendrys Morales switch hitting versus Price at 38. Ryan Healy versus Tyler Skaggs at 37. Ryan Healy's shown a ton of power versus left-handed pitching. When you look at Tyler Skaggs, lefties hit 282, righties 313. So you could go that way. If you want to be contrarian, you get Yonder Alonso discounted at 36 versus Severino. Brad Miller's first base, second base at 36 versus Taillon. Josh Bell switch hitting, you can hit from the right side. He's 35 versus Miley, so that's a cheap first base option. The other cheapie I like is Louis Valbuena at 3,200 versus James Paxton. Actually, never mind, I wrote that down when it was supposed to be King Felix, and that didn't happen. Thank you, DraftKings. The other guy I forgot to mention because I went right past him, $3,900 versus Kyle Gibson is Jake Bowers of Tampa Bay. That's one. If you want a little mid-price first baseman, you go to Jake Bowers and build around that. Second base position, this is really bad tonight. You got like a Dozier at 4K versus Snell who's heating up, but you're placing Snell. You got like Eduardo Nunez at 38 versus Happ. Second base is bad tonight. Devin Travis versus Price at 36. You go Jason Kipnis at 36. Prey runs into one against Severino. Ian Kinsler's 36 versus Paxton. Or Fletcher's leading off for the Angels. He's 36 versus Paxton. I'd probably go Brad Miller at 36 versus Taillon. Or you pray Josh Harrison at 36 versus Miley finally gets his head out of his rear end. It's really, really bad at the second base position tonight. Really, really bad. Let's head over to the third base spot. We have Muncy again at 4,900. Jose Ramirez went deep again twice yesterday. $4,800 for Severino. But you got to like some Anthony Rendon. We know how he loves to hit his lefties. He's 47 versus Steven Matz. Travis Shaw versus Taillon at 44 is worth a look. Matt Duffy at 41 on a slate like this is in play. Kyle Seager does hit lefties just fine. He's $3,700 for Tyler Skaggs. Other than that, it gets bleak again, folks. Maybe a Corey Spangenberg at 32. David Freese at 32 is one you can look at. He's first base, third base eligible. I just have a weird feeling. Pirates have the third highest total. Pitching so expensive. These Pirates are going to be so owned. It's going to be crazy. Your GPP players are like the Indians and the Yankees, and pray one of them hits, or the Twins. But that's tough because they're still priced so freaking high against their opponent. Shortstop. You got Bogey against Happ at 52. That's very, very solid. You got Lindor versus Severino. Didi versus Kluber. Both interesting GPP-type looks. Be going on guys like Gene Segura at 41 versus Tyler Skaggs. I like that quite a bit. Goes with Daniel Robertson at 4K versus Kyle Gibson as a cheaper option. Mentioned Eduardo Nunez already. Other than that, it's like, you know, Kiki Hernandez it's versus a righty, but you play him at 34 for the price tag. Jordy Mercer at 32 is one of the cheapies I do like facing Wade Miley. He does hit lefties well, and he's in one of his little streaks right now, so keep an eye on that. Let's head to the outfield. You got Betts at 6,200 now. So, yes, he's in play versus Hap. And J.D. Martinez at 59, both outstanding plays tonight. You got some, you know, Judge maybe runs into one. Will Myers absolutely on fire at $4,900. Juan Soto loves hitting lefties. Loves hitting lefties. He's $4,800. But Starling Marte at 48 versus Wade Miley, I like that a ton. If you're not using Tyon, Christian Yelich at 48 is in play, and so is Eric Thames. Cody Bellinger at 46 could be a power play. Swish was in a different ballpark. If you aren't using David Price, Teoscar Hernandez at 45 in play. You got Steve Pierce versus Happ at 45 as well. You slide down. Nelson Cruz is in a slump of slumps, but he's $4,500 versus a lefty. Maybe that'll break him out. Love some Mitch Haniger at 44 versus Tyler Skaggs. Definitely someone to poke on there. You can go Gregory Polanco at 43. People might stay off him because it's lefty-lefty. Maybe you hope the Pirates chase Miley early, you get to the bullpen, and then you go from there, but that's a big if. But it is a 7-game slate, so if away. Randall Grichuk at 4K versus Price is in play for you there. A little Kevin Kiermaier at 39, I like that for a value or a more value play at this position. Anthony Tolles at $3,700 if he's leading off for the Dodgers, could be a nice cheapie in their action. Brandon Nemo versus Scherzer in a GPP at 36, because you know Scherzer will give up a homer or two, so keep that on your radar in your GPP type plays. It's an ugly slate tonight, folks. You might be one to kind of lay low, keep it easy, take the night off, or just go really low volume if you have to. You go farther down. Like Max Kepler does hit lefties. He's a discount at 33 versus Snell. Not an ideal discount, but he's a discount. Franmil Reyes, he home runs or he strikes out these 3,200. You can look there. Maybe a Greg Allen for 31 is not ideal, but you need to punt. Conforto's 3K. Grossman versus lefty at 3K. Both hard matchups, but that's where we're at tonight, folks. And then the discount that I've looked at really good, if he gets his spot in the lineup, he was playing really well earlier, then he started messing with his rotation, so he's kind of slumping again, but he's still getting everyday at-bats for now. He's $2,700. It's Guillermo Heredia. He plays against lefties majority of the time, hits them pretty well, so that can be an uber punt in the outfield, but he's in a massive funk right now, so beware of that. But if you get a zero, wouldn't you rather have him at 27 and not a 6K? So you go that direction. Tough slate tonight. Very, very tough slate. It's going to be one like one of those where the aces, because we got like four guys over 10K, throw Stripling in there at 91. One of the aces or multiple aces will get hit around, and that's where you're going to win a GPP. But like I said, with the Indian targeting the Indians or the Yankees is tough because they didn't get a price decrease facing most of them didn't get a price decrease facing those aces. Recapping your pitching, you got Scherzer up top at 13.3. He's the way to go if you're going all the way to the top. Blake Snell at 11.7, I like a ton, is the other five-digit option. Ross Stripling, my best point per dollar pitcher at $9,100. Like that a lot. David Price for a little mid-price action at 71 versus Toronto. Steven Matz for your GPP play value at 59. And Tyon at 57 are options for you there. Like I said, when you're looking to stack tonight, you got the Red Sox versus J.A. Happ. It's your top total. That's really much in play. Then the Pirates versus Wade Miley are going to be very popular due to their price point. It's a great spot, great target there. You look at some Dodgers versus Tyson Ross. That could be one of your difference makers where you can get a little bit more savings compared to some of the other positions and make something happen. And then, you know, you just have to make your gambles with the Nats, the Twins, the Brew Crew, the Rays, so on and so forth. That'll be where you make your hay if you're not going against the big boys. Let's take a look at your BVP and send you on your way. We'll start it off with the Brew Crew and the Pirates. David Freese, 5 for 13 with a homer off of Wade Miley. Marte, 7 for 15 with a double. Mercer, 5 for 11 with a double. Hitting 325 as a team versus Miley. Lorenzo Cain, 4 for 6. Aguilar, 3 for 8 with a double and a homer. Hernan Perez, 6 for 18 with a double and 3 homers off of Jameson Taillon. Stevie Pierce, get him in. 10 for 28, 2 doubles, and wait for it. 5 home runs versus J.A. Happ. 5 against J.A. Happ. He's 10 for 28. 2 doubles, 5 homers, 7 extra base hits, 5 of them home runs for J.A. Happ. So, there you go. Mookie Betts has taken him deep as well. Devin Travis, I told you, is an interesting value play because you're going to have to get weird on nights like this. He's 5 for 14 with a homer off of David Price. Justin Smoke's taking him deep. Curtis Granderson's hitting a .196, but he's got 4 homers and 51 at-bats. And Kevin Pierre's taking him deep, hitting a .58. Jose Ramirez, 3 for 10, 2 homers off Severino. Brantley's taking him deep. Lindor's taking him deep. It's got to get weird on these GPs. As a team, they hit a .77, but you get weird. Brett Gardner's taking Kluber deep. As a team, they're hitting a .39 off Kluber. You go down a little more. Joey Bats is actually 9 for 20 with 4 doubles and a homer off Scherzer. But Conforto, 6 for 18 with 3 homers. Nemo's taking him deep. Reyes, Asdrubal Cabrera, they've hit 7 homers as a team off of Scherzer. Mark Reynolds, 4 for 8, 3 doubles off Steven Matz. Daniel Murphy, Wieters, Michael A. Taylor, and Rendon have all taken Steven Matz deep. Brian Dozier, 4 for 8 with a double, triple, and a homer off Blake Snell. Kiermaier, I like him as a value at 3,900. He's 5 for 8, 3 doubles off of Kyle Gibson. CJ Cron's taking him deep as well. Jose Perella, 5 for 6 with a double and a homer off Stripling. Margot, 4 for 6, 2 doubles and a homer. Justin Turner, 4 for 12 with a double and a homer off Tyson Ross. Utley, 4 for 13, 2 doubles. Utley can be a cheap second base option. Albert Pujols has taken Paxton deep twice by hitting a .172. Anderson Simmons taking him deep by hitting .214. Guillermo Heredia, 4 for 6, 2 doubles and a homer off Tyler Skaggs. Small sample, but I like what I see. You got Kyle Seager, 7 for 21, 2 homers. Told you he hits lefties fine. Nelly Cruz has taken him deep twice. Ryan Healy's taken him deep as well. So the Mariners can be a little late night hammer against Tyler Skaggs. This is going to be a really, really weird slate. So I recommend joining us in the Slack chat. It's getting more and more active. More and more guys are joining. We really, really appreciate it. The more people that interact in there, the more stuff gets thrown out, the more fun we have, the more we win. It's been a really good week here with guys getting it done. So come join us in there. If you need an invite, hit me up. Hit the Sports DJs up on Twitter. The DMs are open. Hit us up on Facebook. The messages are open there. Hit us up on Twitter at TheSportsDJs or at TheSportsDJs.com. There's a feedback post. You can ask questions there. Tons of ways to get a hold of us. Like I said, John Deere kicked off today. You got the World Cup Finals this Sunday. Croatia in extended time versus England. Big game. That's awesome. Taking on France. Going to be a fun one on Sunday there. Francisco will have you prepped and ready to go. We got a lot more coming up this weekend, so check it all out. And I'm on Twitter at BDIndrick. Good luck tonight. It's a really, really weird slate. Hopefully some more things get hammered out. Hopefully the rain stays away from Minnesota because I really want that Tampa Bay game to get in because even if you're not using pitching in that game, those are some bats you can definitely target for value on that Tampa Bay side if you're not using Snell or Gibson. So good luck. Again, join us. Ask away. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 12th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Grain from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100 In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to WeFunder.com/BlueWire.